How the Avalanche Bulletin is made. Avalanche forecasting centers are a constant hustle of forecasters tracking weather and gathering data from local sources. Avalanche Canada gathers data from the InfoX. This is a professional information sharing platform. Every operation, heli-ski, cat-ski, ski hills, etc., report on the InfoX daily. They put in weather data, snowpack observations, and avalanche observations. This means if you are surrounded by professional operations in your forecast region, your avalanche forecast is data-rich and more likely to be accurate. ACMG. The Guides Association has an information sharing platform called the Mountain Conditions Report. This is typically linked to MIN reports on Avalanche Canada's website, but it's worth checking for additional information. MIN, Mountain Information Network. Forecasters gather data from all of the MIN reports over the past couple of days to assist with their forecast. Hence the reason it's so important for us to fill these out. Weather stations. Weather stations that are in a representative area are great raw data for both forecasters and recreationalists. Locals are always a great resource, and weather forecasts. Other forecasting centers, including avalanche.org in the US and international forecast teams, follow a similar information gathering process. Avalanche forecasts rely heavily on information from local companies, field teams, and recreational riders. Forecasters then choose a danger rating that best describes the current situation. Primary factors that influence danger ratings are likelihood of triggering and size of avalanches. There are varying degrees of confidence in danger ratings as well. At the far ends of the scale, confidence is typically greater. At low danger, we are confident that most terrain is safe from avalanches. At extreme danger, we are pretty sure of the opposite, that is, most avalanche terrain is unsafe. In the middle of the danger scale, considerable, we are less sure whether avalanches will occur or not.